Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. This episode of the Electrek podcast is brought to you by the all-new, all-electric Volkswagen ID.4 SUV with zero direct emissions. It's the first electric vehicle for everyone. Before it can change the world, it has to change yours. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, June 9th. ARK Invest, a Tesla shareholder, believes that autonomous ride-hailing platforms will generate over $1 trillion in earnings by the year 2030. For years, Tesla has taunted a ride-hailing app to be powered by its full self-driving system. It's been dubbed the Tesla Network, and investors have been trying to value the extremely disruptive new product. While competitors like Waymo already have launched commercial autonomous ride-hailing services, ARK Invest believes that the approach is too difficult to scale and will limit the growth. ARK agrees with Musk that Tesla's vision-based approach is the most scalable one. In the report, ARK assigns a 30% probability of Tesla launching an autonomous ride-hailing service in 2022. Assuming that happens, Tesla will take over the market a lot faster. The group believes that many are underestimating the impact of autonomous ride-hailing, which could undercut human-driven ride-hailing by 90% in the U.S. and 50% in China. ARK estimates that a cost of 25 cents per mile for the consumer would drastically reduce the cost of personal transportation and expand the market. Elon Musk's Boring Company Las Vegas Loop, with Tesla vehicles inside, has officially launched into operation this week and is already preparing to expand. Elon's startup had a small test tunnel in Los Angeles for years, but this is the first full-scale Loop project, called Loop, and it's in operation today. It consists of 1.5 miles of tunnels with three stations. Tesla vehicles are transporting visitors to their end destination through them and avoiding surface traffic. Late last year, the first expansion of the Las Vegas Loop was approved for the first tunnel extensions to the casino on the strip nearest the convention centers. Eventually, they hope to cover the entire strip all the way to the airport. The project has received important backing from Raiders president Mark Baden, who wants a station at his brand new stadium in Las Vegas after having ridden the Loop. An attack against Tesla's image occurred from a YouTube channel claiming to be associated with the hacker group known as Anonymous. Anonymous is often described as a decentralized hacktivist collective. It's best known for its cyber attacks on government agencies and other institutions. A Twitter account from the Anonymous group disowned the video, making the decentralized community all the more elusive. At any rate, someone posing as the group made a YouTube video filled to the brim with misinformation that echoes oil companies' claims from years past. One of the main arguments put forward in the video is the same one that the EV community has been hearing for years, that Tesla makes cars as a cover-up to suck up government subsidies. The video also claims that Tesla employs children in lithium mines. The video shows an image of a sensational news headline that is behind a paywall. The hacking skills of the poser group must not be enough to get around the paywall, because the article itself is not about Tesla or lithium. The all-new, all-electric Volkswagen ID.4 SUV with zero direct emissions was created for everyone. You'll get tech features that make you wonder how you ever survive without them, like a powerful voice control system. With an optional panoramic glass roof, all you have to do is say, "Hello, ID, open sunshade," to enjoy the sunshine hands-free. Before it can change a world, it has to change yours. Learn more at vw.com/ID4. Battery manufacturer Northvolt announced a new $2.75 billion round of investments to help add 60 gigawatt hours of production capacity. Volkswagen is contributing another $620 million in the round. Northvolt is a battery startup founded by two former Tesla executives that received investments from several companies, including Volkswagen, to build a massive battery factory in Sweden. Northvolt is becoming an important partner for Volkswagen, securing battery supply long-term in order to enable their electric transition, and the automaker ordered $14 billion worth of batteries from them earlier this year. And today they announced the 2.75 round of private investments. Of course, Volkswagen confirmed that they participated, maintaining a 20% stake in the company. Northvolt's first factory is expected to start production in 2021. Its second factory, Northvolt Zwei, which will now be owned by VW, is currently in the permitting phase and should come online in 2024. Electrek takes a look at four steps the U.S. Department of Energy is taking to boost EVs and clean energy storage. From here on out, all the innovators using taxpayer money through the Department of Energy, Science, and Energy programs will have to sustainably manufacture those products in the U.S. in order to create domestic jobs. No word yet on how they will determine what is so-called sustainable. The department's Federal Energy Management Program, also known as FEMP, will evaluate current opportunities for deploying battery storage at federal sites and provide the technical assistance needed to get those projects built. The department's Advanced Technology Vehicles Manufacturing Loan Program has around $17 billion that it can loan to manufacturers of vehicle battery cells and packs so that they can re-equip, expand, or establish U.S. manufacturing facilities. And lastly, the Federal Consortium on Advanced Batteries released a report titled National Blueprint for Lithium Batteries. It's a 10-year government-wide plan to develop a domestic lithium battery supply chain, with an emphasis on job creation. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the U.S. Department of the Interior said yesterday that it will explore offshore wind energy potential on the Gulf of Mexico's outer continental shelf. It's part of the Biden administration's goal to deploy 30 gigawatts of offshore wind by the year 2030. The Department of the Interior is in a quest for information, including public comment, to determine the next steps of action. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Civilized Cycles has just unveiled its new Model 1 electric bike. The New York-based company is already claiming that it, quote, rivals a second car or moped. The design uses full-sized wheels and a laid-back upright geometry, including a deep step-through frame more akin to a moped. The frame is designed to carry up to two adult passengers and also includes an expandable rear pannier bag for large amounts of storage. A peak 1,500-watt mid-drive motor is paired with a 5-speed Sturmey Archer rear-wheel hub transmission and is controlled with either pedal assist or a throttle. The 1,500-watt mode is apparently only designed for off-road use, with a more limited power setting available for street-legal use. Of course, because who would want extra power when you're carrying a second person? Anyway, with just 500 watt-hours of capacity, the bike seems to offer excess in everything except for the battery department. The bike holds an MSRP of $5,499. Thank you to the all-new, all-electric Volkswagen ID.4 SUV for sponsoring this episode of the Electrek Podcast. I'm Mikey G., and I hope you have a great day.